This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A clear sky now and 62 degrees. Police say one man is dead and another seriously injured after an argument led to a shooting Thursday night near 13th and Hydraulic in northeast Wichita. The shooting occurred at American Legion Post 273. A 55-year-old man died at a Wichita hospital. Police arrested a man at the scene. All three men involved were described as being in their mid-50s. American forces are going to Israel to help oversee the ceasefire in Gaza.
After two bitter years of war and destruction, U.S. Central Command is setting up a civil military coordination center in Israel to help stabilize Gaza. About 200 U.S. troops will be heading there, but won't actually go into Gaza. They'll be on the Israeli side, helping to monitor implementation of the ceasefire deal. They'll be working with partner nations on security and the flow of humanitarian aid. The American forces are expected to be specialists in transportation, logistics, and engineering. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Still no breakthrough in the fight to reopen the government. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill has the latest.
Republicans fuming at Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after he declared it gets, quote, better for Democrats the longer the shutdown lingers. However, President Trump made a similar point, again threatening to slash federal programs important to Democrats.
We'll get a little taste of their own medicine.
The Senate voted for a seventh time to block funding bills. Nothing has changed, despite Republicans insisting that Democrats will eventually cave.
Now the Senate votes again tomorrow on the same plans, which failed for days. The GOP believes the ground will shift once workers miss paychecks and Democrats get an earful over the weekend.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia on a mortgage bank fraud charge. Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington reports.
James was being probed for alleged paperwork discrepancies on her Brooklyn townhouse and her Virginia home. She allegedly declared both to be primary residences on mortgage applications, which you just can't do. She has publicly denied any wrongdoing. She responded to the charges with a video saying this about the president.
He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding. All because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General.
Now, we're told that the grand jury was presented with evidence by the new U.S. Attorney Lindsay Halligan herself. That's a rare move. It's usually handled by lower-level prosecutors. Halligan is President Trump's former private attorney.
James successfully sued then-candidate Trump in state court in New York for business fraud. The decision is being appealed. A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from federalizing or deploying National Guard troops to Illinois.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says U.S. District Judge April Perry's ruling means the National Guard cannot be active in the state.
I think Judge Perry did a very careful job of weighing the evidence.
Raoul had sued, calling the deployment unlawful and dangerous. Lawyers for the government argue the president has the authority for the guard call-up and say it's necessary to protect immigration enforcement officers amid protests. The judge saying she's seen no credible evidence that there is danger of rebellion in the state, adding the deployment of the guard could lead to more civil unrest in Chicago. She is expected to issue a full written opinion on Friday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's unclear when the temporary restraining order will take effect, how long it will last, and what happens to the Texas National Guard troops already in Illinois. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Texas top criminal court has again paused the execution of Robert Robertson, just days before he was set to become the first person in the U.S. put to death for a murder conviction tied to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. This was the third execution date that Roberson's lawyers have been able to stay since 2016. The latest execution stay was granted by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Roberson had been scheduled to receive a lethal injection October 16th for the death of his 2-year-old daughter, Nikki Curtis. An Arizona sheriff's office is found to have misused millions of dollars meant to remedy racial profiling.
The report found the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office spent millions on things that had little or nothing to do with a court-ordered overhaul of the agency, including $1.5 million for renovations in the relocation of an internal affairs office and an $11,000 golf cart to bring staff from headquarters to the internal affairs operation. The racial profiling case centered on 20 large-scale traffic patrols launched by former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio that targeted immigrants from January 2009 through October 2011. Sheriff Jerry Sheridan's office released a statement saying its attorneys are reviewing the report to identify areas of concern and any findings it may dispute. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A Texas woman was startled when she spotted an object the size of a car falling to earth.
Turns out that the huge chunk of metal that landed on Ann Walters' neighbor's farm was a piece of scientific equipment attached to a massive parachute adorned with NASA stickers. A call to 911 revealed that NASA had alerted the authorities to be on the lookout for something they'd lost track of. NASA says it was a large, unmanned, high-altitude research balloon designed to conduct scientific experiments. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum attracts visitors every year to Wichita City Hall building, First City Hall building, that is, on South Main. Museum Director Eric Cale tells KNSS News.
It was actually built as Wichita's first City Hall in 1890. You know, the city was only 20 years old at that point, and they had been officing out of all kinds of rented spaces. They had just completed the Sedgwick County Courthouse north of us down the street and set right into building the City Hall building. And it served as City Hall until 1975 when they moved into the current building.
Eric Cale is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And there's a podcast at knssradio.com. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic volume still pretty light in Wichita at this time, but taking a look at things on the traffic cameras, do see stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound on Kellogg. It's between Rock and Webb Road, pretty close to Webb Road, actually. So watch out in that area for a bit of a slowdown. But right now, those traffic volumes still pretty light. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The calendar may say October, but the forecast says otherwise. Mostly sunny and warm today, a high of 86, west breeze 5 to 15, few clouds and low 60s overnight. Even warmer this weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s to around 90, with some gusty winds, especially on Sunday. Showers on Sunday night, much cooler on Monday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now a few clouds, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Friday, October 10th, 6:11 now. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Is it nice out there?
Yeah. It's dark.
Kind of dark. We had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 83 degrees, normal high 74. On this day in 1973, north central Oklahoma, not far from here, was inundated by 15 to 20 inches of rain in 13 hours. Enid received 15 and a half inches from nearly stationary thunderstorms, which established a 24-hour state rainfall record in Oklahoma. In Dover, Oklahoma, 125 of 150 homes were damaged by flooding. That was on this date in 1973. Storms, rain in northern Oklahoma. And it was on this date, 180 years ago, 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy opened in Annapolis, Maryland. I have never been there, Ted.
I would love to visit the Naval Academy.
You can see that in the same tour, maybe go up in New York and see West Point as well.
I would love to go there, too.
That'd be a good tour. All right. I'm going to do that one of these days. I'm going to go to that same trip, maybe, to Gettysburg. I don't know. Whatever I can fit in there.
See, that's another one on my list.
The Prairie Fire Marathon presented by Davis Moore, will take place Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bring thousands of runners and spectators to downtown Wichita and surrounding neighborhoods. And to ensure safety for all participants and volunteers, multiple streets will be temporarily closed during the event. Residents and drivers can expect to see road closures starting at 6 a.m. and lasting until 1:30 p.m. in some areas. Prairie Fire Marathon begins at 7:10 a.m. Expected completion time is approximately 2 p.m. And yes, that does. You want to make plans for that because that does disrupt some traffic.
If you've got something that you need to do Sunday morning or early Sunday afternoon, you better make sure that
could be tough.
You're not getting blocked off.
The police in Florida responding to a Daytona Beach neighborhood where locals spotted an unusual visitor, a particularly large iguana. Got to be the world's ugliest lizard. The Daytona Beach Police Department said officers responded quickly to the neighborhood where the unexpected visitor was spotted roaming around. Police speculated the iguana was likely someone's escaped pet due to its size and distance from where iguanas are usually found in Florida.
Yeah, right.
It's an ugly animal, and I guess if you don't torment it, it probably wouldn't bother you, would it? Seems like it's kind of a docile. The ones I've seen in the movies and whatnot. But, yeah, if you get upset, I could say there's probably some teeth in there. They put a good bite on you. Hmm. Day 10 of the federal government shutdown. And just a few minutes ago, Ted, I went upstairs to buy some of the vending machine and get some of Mrs. Freshley's donuts.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they're not nearly as good as the ones at the Quick Trip, but probably been in that vending machine for about 12 years.
That's unfortunate.
We have, but right up there upstairs on the first floor at our building, there is a Veterans Administration office.
Yes.
And I've got signs on the door. Hey, we are closed. You can't come in here now. They've got to go to our website and all that. So it's just one more place that is seeing the impact of the shutdown. And there's no indication that anything's going to happen on it. There's a vote Friday, today. But both sides looking for the weekend and say, let them go home and see what their constituents say. Well, you may not want to do that. You may not want to do that. Okay. This is Steve and Ted Show number 7032. And if you're listening at KNSS right now, it's probably on FM 98.7 or AM 1330. And you can also listen online at knssradio.com through the Odyssey app.
Yep, a lot of people listen on the app.
Yeah, people overseas, people in other cities listen to the Steve and Ted Show and our other KNSS programming by that Odyssey app. It's a heck of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And no charge.
Yep.
We don't charge you a
price. The price is right, baby.
The price is right.
For this priceless font of information that comes your way
from
us every morning.
Second to none. Spectacular. Oh, that's enough of that. 6:17 now. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. We got pro football this weekend, of course. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on another one of the top teams in the National Football League. The first place Detroit Lions, who come into Arrowhead on Sunday night on a 4-game winning streak. They're one of the top 5 teams in the NFL. Both teams are in the top 10 in several categories in the league. Turnover margin, yards per game, yard per play, and it goes on and on. The Lions lead the league, averaging 35 points a game. So,
I've seen them play this year, but last year they were good, too.
They're very good.
That's a good team.
The Chiefs' defense will have to contend with the team that leads the league in scoring.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite at home against the Lions. So there you go. And this is expected to be the highest scoring game in the league this weekend. The Chiefs and the Lions. There you go. Mitch Holtis, Chiefs Radio Network coverage, begins at 6:00 Sunday evening. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday. And that is right here on your Wichita home for the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Of course, wasn't last night's games expected to be the lowest scoring game of the week? And I don't think it will be.
No, it hit the over on that. Giants and the Eagles
got a little out of hand.
We might see some points scored on Sunday for the Chiefs.
That's always fun.
Make sure you're tuning in to finish up your weekend right here on KNSS on Sunday night. All right, we got college football tomorrow as Kansas State is home in Manhattan for homecoming. As K-State begins the second half of the season, the first half did not go so well, losing 4 out of 6. It's a lot of purple up in Manhattan tomorrow because TCU is coming to town with a 4-1 record. K
K-State is a 1.5-point underdog on home field tomorrow for homecoming. TCU, K-State, live coverage for K-State football at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow in Manhattan on your home of the Wildcats. Listen to K-State on 97.5 and 1240 KFH tomorrow. Meanwhile, KU has to take on one of the nation's elite teams on the road tomorrow night. KU heading down to Lubbock for a matchup with ninth-ranked undefeated Texas Tech, a team that leads the nation in passing and total offense. KU is 4-2 on the season. And here's a little stat for you. KU has won its last two games facing a top-10 opponent. They did twice last year.
Wow, how about that?
I know, so... See, but the other thing, though, is KU in its history has done absolutely terrible against Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
KU has only beaten Texas Tech twice, ever. One win in Lawrence and one win in Lubbock. Haven't won in Lubbock in 24 years. I've lost eight times in a row in Lubbock. KU is a 2-touchdown underdog going into that game tomorrow night. See what happens, though. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff for the Jayhawks tomorrow night in Lubbock, and that'll be nationally televised on Fox. Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas are ranked 7th in the nation, homecoming in Southeast Kansas tomorrow. The Gorillas on a 4-game winning streak hosting Washburn. Pittsburgh State undefeated at home this season. That'll be a 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Fort Hays State is ranked 20th in the nation. Fort Hays hosting Central Oklahoma tomorrow night in Hays. JUCO football, the number one ranked team in the nation, is Hutchinson Community College. The Blue Dragons are 4-0. Hutchinson on the road at Dodge City tomorrow afternoon. High school football, it's week 6 of competition all over the state of Kansas tonight. Some of the big games we're looking at. How about undefeated Mays hosting 4-1 Mays South? I think Mays will be buzzing about that one tonight. How about that?
You bet.
Right here in Wichita in the City League, we got another old rivalry going on. Undefeated Cape and Mount Carmel hosting 3-2 Bishop Carroll. Not hosting, but Cape and Mount Carmel and Bishop Carroll will go at it downtown at Equity Bank Park tonight.
Tonight is,
okay. So that's always a big
Holy
one.
Holy Wars, huh?
You've got other games tonight. You've got Wichita Northwest hosting Manhattan. Both teams are 4-1. McPherson is at Mulvane. Both teams are 4-1. You've also got undefeated Hutchinson Central Christian visiting Argonia Attica at 4-1. So we've got some good matchups here in week 6 in high school ranks. So check some of those games out all over the state. We got men's basketball tomorrow afternoon at Wichita State. Shockers at Coke Arena hosting Drake in a charity exhibition game. And that is here's the deal. All tickets are $20 for everybody. And it's general admission. If you're 18 and under or a Shocker student, you get in free. Parking is free and open, too. First come, first serve. Park wherever you want.
Wow.
And it's not a typical game. It's going to be a scrimmage. They're going to start with situational segments. Then they're going to play two 20-minute halves that will kind of resemble a game. And then after that, there's going to be another 10-minute scrimmage and some other things going on with a running clock. So that's what the format is tomorrow.
Will they have officials?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Just keep them from beating each other up.
And Mike Kennedy will have the call of the Shocker game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It's 1 o'clock tip-off at Coke Arena. And that's on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will have the call of the game on the radio tomorrow for that one. We gave you a look at your Shocker men's basketball team. Meanwhile, on the other 2 days this weekend, no basketball, you got volleyball. Wichita State volleyball team hosting the bottom two teams in the conference this weekend. Memphis tonight at 7 o'clock, and then UAB Sunday at noon for Shocker volleyball. And as you mentioned, Steve, Sunday morning is the Prairie Fire Marathon, the annual big event in the fall here in Wichita. It's going to start and finish downtown at Equity Bank Park. This is a Boston Marathon qualifier. So you've got they're going to start setting up the barricades at 4 in the morning on Sunday, start enforcing that at 6 in the morning on Sunday. And you will see closures in Delano, College Hill, Eastboro, Rockwood, downtown near Equity Bank Park, near West High School, and the Indian Hills neighborhood as well. So I want to see a lot of road closures on Sunday as the Prairie Fire Marathon gets going. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the Copper Brick Road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, that's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What is restless life syndrome? Well, we'll find out. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 61 degrees here at 6:30 on a Friday morning. Police have released the name of a woman killed in an East Wichita crash Wednesday on Central near Goble, just east of Webb Road. Police say 82-year-old Sharon Ramsey of Andover died at the scene after her car collided with a semi-truck at the intersection.
Jeffrey Boucher has been formally charged with second-degree murder in the shooting of 57-year-old Rodney Logan at El Dorado Lake. Butler County authorities say Boucher is charged with second-degree murder in that shooting on Monday.
A California company issues a major pasta recall tied to a listeria outbreak.
Discovery of a deadly strain of listeria prompts Nate's Fine Foods of Roseville, California, to recall nearly 245,000 pounds of pre-cooked linguine, fettuccine, penne, and other pastas sold to large producers of heat-and-eat meals and pasta salads. The FDA says the products were sold to grocery stores nationwide on September 25th. Tests showed the pasta contained the same strain of listeria found in chicken fettuccine Alfredo and meatball linguine products linked to an outbreak that's killed four people since August 2024. The FDA is warning consumers to throw the pasta out or return it for a refund. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
You can see a list of recalled products on the FDA's website.
The favorite chef of former President George W. Bush has been deported.
Sergio Garcia cooked for the President of the United States but was kicked out of the country after a 36-year-old secret came out. It seems Garcia crossed the border illegally in 1989. Garcia's food truck in Waco, Texas was so popular it even attracted George W. Bush's palate. He was nabbed while loading his truck with food and was deported the very next day. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Local history is on display at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum on South Main. Museum Director Eric Kale tells KNSS News.
Many of our visitors are from overseas. We get a lot of people who've lived in Wichita their entire life who come through the doors and, they exclaim, well, gosh, I had no idea this place was here.
Eric Kale is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, and it's a podcast at knssradio.com. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The calendar may say October, but the forecast says otherwise. Mostly sunny and warm today, a high of 86, west breeze 5 to 15, few clouds and low 60s overnight. Even warmer this weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s to around 90, with some gusty winds, especially on Sunday. Showers on Sunday night, much cooler on Monday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently a few clouds, 61 degrees, south wind at 9 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we're coming up on 6:35 here on this Friday morning, October 10th. Ted, 63 years ago, 1962, Bobby Boris Pickett's smash hit, The Monster Mash, was banned by the BBC because they thought the song was too morbid.
Oh, man.
I love that song. Bobby Boris. Did he ever have another son? I don't think think that was the only one.
I think that was the biggie.
Working in my laboratory late one night.
Funny song.
My eyes beheld an ear. He said, it was a great song. I loved it. There it is.
Trot it out every year this time of the year.
Yeah. Come around at Halloween. And the zombies would come around, too. Oh, man.
What a great piece
that is
of
morbid
rock and roll history.
What were the English thinking? That's great fun. Bobby Boris Pickett.
Jeez. It was a graveyard smash.
It was a graveyard. Okay. Hey, is a Kentucky man with an annual tradition of going all out for Halloween. Decorating is now attempting to clinch a Guinness World Record with his latest setup. The Cold Spring resident who dubbed himself Halloween Herm has been decorating his Village Green Drive home for Halloween for decades. In recent years, he has dubbed the display Dead Springs Cemetery. Now, how you can, what they're judging this on, it doesn't say. I don't know. But this year's display, which doubles as a fundraiser for the Northern Kentucky Children's Advocacy Center. Oh, that's good. Center's new additions, features new additions, including a Taylor Swift skeleton.
Okay.
Where did he find that? And if you don't have, how do you know it's Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that.
Okay. And there's a tribute to the Cincinnati Reds playoff run. Halloween Herm said he
is ironically quite dead.
It's dead. Well, there you go. Halloween Herm said he's in the process of applying to Guinness World Records to get his Halloween display into the record book. Would it have to be the most decorations?
It doesn't
the most
say
lights?
What the qualifier is.
No, it doesn't say how you qualify. But Halloween Herm, he's going for it.
Again, if your name is Halloween Herm.
Dead Springs Cemetery.
You've got to accept that challenge every year.
You know, that's probably, it's one of those things where you can drive by and listen to music or whatever. You know, some they've got the FM you can tune in with your car radio, things like that. He probably plays Boris Prickett, Bobby Boris Prickett.
No, they never play good songs on that stuff.
They never play the
it's
Monster Mash?
It's terrible.
The Monster Mash. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS. And I'll tell you, one guy who's spending some late nights in the lab, and that's our good friend. Our good friend Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Thursday was the fifth straight session for the entire cattle complex to close on the positive side. And also for the second straight session, more new all-time record highs were made in the cattle complex. From last Friday's low to yesterday's high, February live cattle have went up $8.90. January feeder cattle have went up $24.47. Fundamentals this week have not changed for the cattle. This upside is all technical buying. Lean hogs closed negative with December and February making 32 session lows yesterday. On the close, December live cattle $1.02 higher at $239.90. November feeder cattle $5.22 higher at $374.05. And December lean hogs down $1.75 at $84.35. Now, trading Thursday was mostly lower, and the closes were negative for the wheat, corn, cotton, and entire soybean complex. Now, due to a lack of USDA reports yesterday and no other fresh news, the path of least resistance was to the downside. Overnight, new lows for the week have been made in the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. December Casey wheat now 2 cents lower at 487.75. December corn down a penny at 417.25. November soybeans down 7.75 at 1014.5. November crude oil 75 cents lower at 60.76. December gold $36.5 higher at $4,009. December S&P 6.25 points higher at 6,785.5. December dollar index 17 cents lower at $99.11. And December Dow Jones futures 61 points higher at 46,654. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
Of course, on this time of the year, I go to my neighborhood grocery store, the Dillon's down there. 13th and West, and there's a huge display of pumpkins, right? So I wonder, where do they get those? Do they have those come up from Texas or something, or are there pumpkin patches, pumpkin growers here in Kansas? Do you know?
I don't know where Dillon's gets theirs from, but yes, there's a lot of places here in Kansas that grows pumpkins.
Do you grow pumpkins in your backyard this time of year?
No, sir.
Okay. Not much of a pumpkin guy, are you? I bet you like pumpkin pie, though.
Pumpkin pie is very good, especially whipped cream on top.
That's it. Yeah, to me, that's they put a little pumpkin pie under the whipped cream somewhere. I'll find it later. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the plan.
Yep. Anything with whipped cream is good for me. Okay. So I was just thinking about my children when they were little. A couple of times, we actually carved pumpkins, make jack-o'-lanterns out of them. I had never done that as a kid, so, you know, I just had to figure out how to do it. It's pretty easy to figure out. You cut the eye. You get a big knife.
You didn't make jack-o'-lanterns when you were a kid?
No.
What'd you guys do?
Basically, terrorize the neighborhood. No.
We just didn't do that.
Didn't have jack-o'-lanterns.
And I don't remember them selling pumpkins like they do anymore in those days. At any rate, I figured it out. You cut these little triangle eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Triangle nose, and then you have to, kind of tricky to put the mouth in if you get the teeth still in there. But, yeah. And then you scoop all that stuff out of the middle, throw it out, and leave it on the front porch. Now, by about Thanksgiving, that thing was getting pretty gamey. A rotting pumpkin is nasty.
Yeah, it gets pretty disgusting.
If you're going to do pumpkin, you go jack-o'-lantern, just beware of that because...
That's why most people throw it out.
Throw it out quick. All right, pumpkin pie. We'll see about that Thanksgiving time, okay? Thanks, Tom. I'm getting two holidays ahead here this morning for some reason. Thank you, Tom. Check you again on Monday morning, sure. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, Stephen Taylor in the morning here on KNSS. Got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker on the way. Are we in a recession right now? We're going to find out.
Pretty weighty topic on Friday morning.
Don Grant, the money tracker on the way. Stephen Taylor in the morning on KNSS.
Never moved again once the light went green. The investigation comes as Tesla releases a major update to its full self-driving software. The same software was the focus of an investigation last year following complaints it caused cars to crash during low visibility road conditions. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Airline stocks closed up on a generally down day on Wall Street.
The major average is ending lower after record runs on valuation worries and gold pulling back following a sharp rally in recent weeks. Tech stocks were mixed today. However, shares of NVIDIA rose nearly 2% on reports that the U.S. approved several billion dollars worth of NVIDIA chip exports to the United Arab Emirates. Airline stocks taking off after Delta posted stronger than forecast quarterly results and said it was aiming for a record holiday season. Its stock rose 3.5%. The Dow winners, Salesforce, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Travelers, Boeing, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 243 points, the Nasdaq lower by 19, S&P 500 lower by 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Are we in a recession right now? Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, may have the answer. In fact, I bet you do. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I got a lot of questions, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't heard that word recession bandied about as we did about 2 years ago. Remember that? It had a way of grabbing headlines. The R word was ever on everybody's tongue, rattling investors and making families wonder what they should do. So are we actually in one right now? Well, the short answer is not yet. The U.S. economy is still growing. Recent GDP numbers were revised upward, pointing to the stronger than expected expansion earlier this year. Of course, the government shutdown has cut down on those numbers that are coming out that so many people depend upon. Consumer spending has been surprisingly resilient, and many businesses are still investing, albeit cautiously. But there's a catch. The economy is technically growing, but the risks of slowing down are real. Higher interest rate. Double-digit health care cost hikes that are going to hit us even worse. Tariffs, which were just have hit in the last few days. Global uncertainty, those are pressing on the brakes. So economists expect about a 15% chance of recession in the next year. Others put it closer to 40%. A few forward-looking models can argue that we may already be in the early stages of a recession. Well, what does this mean to you? We're probably not in a recession today, but not in the clear either. Recessions are part of the normal economic cycle, and they eventually pass. We've been through many of them. It's like driving through the mountains. The car is still moving forward, but the clouds ahead look heavy, and you might want to keep your headlights on and get your rain umbrella out. So what can you do now? First of all, review your cash reserves. Keep a very healthy emergency fund. Manage debt. High balances could become tougher to handle during a recession. Stay diversified. Balance the portfolio to spread the risk. Avoid knee-jerk moves. A long-term plan usually pays off. The economy is bending, but it hasn't been broken. Plan ahead. Stay disciplined. And keep perspective to ride out whatever lies ahead. And, of course, if you have questions about this and how it affects your investments, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
Well, today is World Egg Day.
Oh.
Yep. Can you believe that eggs contain over 15 kinds of vitamins and minerals?
No, I cannot believe that.
Eggs are, and Rocky eats them raw in Rocky when he's working out.
Yeah.
You know that scene where he puts the eggs in raw and he, ugh.
That was an iconic scene.
No, I don't like that. They can be fried, boiled, even eaten raw, or as part of a meal. And how do you prefer your eggs prepared? That's my question for our team this morning.
Go ahead. I'm not a big runny egg yolk guy.
Runny guy, yeah.
No, so I like, as a matter of fact, I'm not a big yolk guy. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird. I don't mind them mixed up when it's in scrambled eggs or in a hollandaise or something like that. I use egg yolks to cook, but I like it. I like just a fried egg white. I know that sounds weird, but.
Ted?
I will vote for either deviled eggs or a nice big three-egg omelet with some sausage and cheese in there.
Oh, baby.
I do the same thing, but I go for the bacon with it, maybe some mushrooms.
Yeah.
But, I forgot all about deviled eggs. My granddaughters have, they at Thanksgiving time a couple of years ago, somebody taught them how to make deviled eggs, and
they
every year now.
It. I never liked deviled eggs. I like the egg whites, but that's weird.
I like scrambled.
I like omelets.
Omelets. Quiche.
Omelets are great.
I love quiche.
I like quishy.
Oh,
yeah.
Quichy. All right. Egg Day. World Egg Day.
Okay.
Okay. There's some information that will be very useful for you today out there in Radio Land. Also, some big information today. Jad Chambers having a birthday Sunday.
Yeah.
Birthday weekend.
Yep, they're going to close down most of the city streets for him.
So is he going to be old enough to work here now? It'll be legal? He'll be 18?
Yeah, he's legal. Right, okay. Right, Jed?
Sure.
Any big plans?
Yeah, what's the big birthday weekend?
On? Yeah.
No, there aren't any plans.
No plans?
Low key. All right.
So, any other big news going on?
Yeah, I do have something I would say. I decided I'm going to retire at the end of the year. That's my announcement for the day.
I'm wearing a black armband. You see that?
No, you're not. But,
well, we're gonna pass them around. What's going to happen?
Made the decision. Actually, I've been thinking about it for a while. Thought about maybe September, but that came and went, and I thought, now I got to work that last 3 months. I can't afford to retire.
If you're out, I'm out. We're closing the show down because you're leaving.
Well, no, you don't do that. But,
no.
31st will be New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. We'll do some kind of special show maybe.
This is an era. I mean, it truly is. Think about what you and Ted have done. Seriously. I don't know a show that has survived, 25 years? 28 years. That's what, actually, 1998 was when I came to town, and that's when your show started.
Yep.
And you've done 7,100 shows?
7,032.
First of all, this is a dying art. Just having a format with having three intelligent people here on here telling the news for 3 hours. Local news. Yeah. Local news.
Yeah.
I don't know where that happens anywhere else. Yeah. Well, I mean, the big, big markets do that. But I just pray that this thing will keep on going, and you're the backbone of it. You truly are. And you guys got to pat yourselves on the back. You've done a heck of a job.
Thanks. And you're a big part of that too. But I'll tell you. I'm going to try to figure out how to live outside a clock because my clock has been my life
for 50 years.
For 55 years.
Yeah.
I can't do this because I got to be there. I can't do this because,
You know who I feel sorry for is Shelley.
Why?
Because you're going to be like saying, hey, it's 8:52.
Yeah, now
8:52, time for those eggs to be on that plate.
And we joke about the fact, we call her St. Shelley and all that, but she's darn lucky to have me, okay?
Oh, we've turned the tables.
What an arrogant guy.
You know what? We're lucky to have you, Steve, and it saddens me to know that you're going to retire, but obviously you've got your life ahead of you. So
got a line for you. Save something for the eulogy.
Okay.
All right. You're retiring at the end of the year. Hey, we'll see you back here on Monday morning, though.
I will be here then.
We will be here. All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up, the top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. U.S. troops will help oversee the Gaza ceasefire. And we had another fatal shooting in Northeast Wichita last night. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.